That's and as long as it's not a, that it's a normal birth, well, they work under the direction of a doctor, these licensed midwives. But used to that when these communities were maybe 4 or 5 miles apart, maybe no telephone, and the doctor had to go in the horse and buggy. Well, there was somebody in the community, that some woman, that would act as a midwife. And they not only done that for deliver babies, there was always some woman in the neighborhood that, or two that, they'd call them in complicated cases of where children get sick. My mother was called, one of the neighbors called her one night. Her little boy had croup. And she lived about, it was about 3/4 of a mile. And her husband come and got mama and took her up there. And the boy was about choked to death. And of course it was pretty common thing then for people to have homemade lard where they butchered hogs. They called it hog lard. Mama asked her if she had any hog lard. And she said yes. And she said, "Oh, belt me up a cup full of it right now." Didn't get it hot, just warm enough to melt it, you know, good. And she poured it down that little old boy's throat, and that's the only thing that kept him from dying. It cut that phlegm loose in his throat, and he coughed it up.
Wow.
But the midwives and mama never did go around and deliver no babies.
Yeah.
She had been around, I think, and helped, but as far as acting as a midwife, she never did. But most of the midwives back at one time were all, especially during slavery time, that was one Negro woman on the plantation that acted as a midwife.
What have you heard people around here call a child who's born to an unmarried woman?
Well, illegitimate bastards.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody call them a woods colt?
No. I never hear them call that. I've heard them called strays.
Let me ask you this. One fellow told me he'd heard them called volunteers.
Well, I never did hear it called voluntary. I've heard it called strays.
Strays, I see.
And what? If you want to get in on some court case, it's amusing. I don't care what section of the country you live in. You don't, of course, this thing don't happen as much now as it did years ago when some of these girls get caught, you know, they'd holler rape.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have an illegitimate child. Now, if you want to get in on something that is real amusing and hilarious, you go to the court and try that.
Mm.
I heard I sat through one of them one time.
Mm. Well, what about a child who's, you know, lost both its parents? Both its parents have died.
Orphan child.
And the adult who would be appointed to look after it.
Would be the guardian. Sometimes there'd be a guardian appointed, and it would be put in a foster home. And then back years ago, there was always somebody, not in every community, but there'd be somebody around in different places that would take in little children, orphan children, that didn't have a home. And it wasn't wasn't necessarily done by a court order, or they just take him in. I know I knew a man once that I forgot now, but